True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Let me go ahead and say I apologize to everybody who is casual fan out there that I said this is a great League Pass team, because that was an abomination of a game.
I apologize to no one.
Yeah.
To no one. Well, I think, you know, and we can break down the game if you want, or we can kind of have...
We don't have to talk about it in that, like, sense. I think Joe Simons had a great question last night in the post-game show with me.
Go Cougs.
And he goes... Is this game an aberration, and not just this game in general, but an aberration because they don't have Blake Wesley and Matisse Thybulle? Because that is an insane question, but it is so good because...
Well, the Thybulle part makes sense.
My
championship dreams are shot because I don't have Blake Wesley and Matisse Thybulle.
Coming into the season, nobody would have said...
Yes.
Exactly.
100%.
Thybulle, yes.
But here's
Blake
the thing.
Blake Wesley, no.
Those two guys have been like talismans to them.
Sure.
Every great team has these guys. They do.
Totally.
They can be...
Caruso was the guy for the Thunder last year. Like, we kept watching him.
The Heat had, like...
sixth best player on that team.
Yeah, the Heat had Udonis Haslem for years.
Totally. Like,
it can manifest in very different ways. The pulse of your team isn't always your best player.
Right.
Like,
it shouldn't be. You won't go very far.
Because that guy's already having to carry the burden of being the best player.
Right.
Like, that's part of it. And... those two guys, when they came in the game, they played like absolute psychopaths. And I, like, when Blake went down before he got hurt, and I think he played just under 10 minutes, he had 3 steals and like 2 deflections, and the work rate he was playing at was contagious. You didn't see that last night.
No, and I know that this metric is kind of a wishy-washy metric in plus minus. Only one Blazer last night was a plus. Do you know who that was?
It was Caleb, wasn't it?
It was Caleb Love, who got called out by his coach at the end of the game. Look, I don't take much stock into this game, mostly because it always opens up the larger conversation to me about the NBA. Like, this is the problem with the league. It's like, you're telling me that Luka Doncic and Austin Reeves aren't playing. This isn't a Blazer thing. This is a league-wide problem. That Luka Doncic and Austin Reeves are not playing and they win, like, that does not compute to me. Because if I'm watching the Dodgers and they're playing the Rockies, and you tell me that Shohei and Mookie aren't playing, I expect them to lose. And basketball just doesn't live in that world, and that is why that product drives me absolutely bonkers.
Here's also why it's great. I've said this so many times over the last 14 years. The last dude on the bench is so much better than you even remotely realize.
I agree. Like,
the difference is consistency.
Mm-hmm.
That is the difference between don't get me wrong, there's certainly talent differences when you're talking about like all-time greats. When you're talking about LeBrons and Giannis's and Jokic's, those guys are all, talent is overwhelming, physical profile is overwhelming. But those dudes that are in roster spot 14, 15, or they're on a two-way, they are so unbelievably good. You have no idea how good these guys are at basketball. But the sliding scale between after you get past superstar and like high level star, the the once a time all-star all the way down to the end of the bench, the difference is consistency.
Right.
That's where, because anybody's capable. Like, we brought this up on the show last night. Jeff, do you remember Yogi Ferrell with the Dallas Mavericks? Scoring 30.
Yeah.
He was a shorter-lived
Jeremy Lin.
But he got an actual NBA deal because he went out there and cooked Portland for 30 in a Mavs win.
Yep.
And that was like, he stayed in the league for like 4 years off of that. And that's the thing is like, for Nick Smith Jr., he's a guy who's talented, but what you saw from him last night was his best game as a pro.
I remember looking up and being like, we just got cooked by Rui Hachimura.
DeAndre Ayton. GU legend, yeah. Rui Hachimura.
Yeah. Anyway, Rui Hachimura, DeAndre Ayton, and
God in
some
Spokane.
Dude named Nick Smith Jr.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what I mean. Like, you're totally right, Danny. I don't disagree that these players are.
But it is frustrating.
Great. But it from a product standpoint, it's brutal, dude.
This is where I know I'm a sicko. Mm-hmm. I did not enjoy that game. That game was ugly, but. If you're and I don't want to give this to Lakers fans because it's gross, but Lakers fans right now, they are sitting there like, that's one of the coolest games I've ever seen. I saw multiple guys that I know that cover the Lakers.
Why? Because their garbage players had good games?
It's because you don't
against a defensive stud team who could not play a lick of defense.
And it's just, there's something to that. There's something, I'm going to use a really corny word, there's something beautiful in that. Now, for me, watching it and covering this Trailblazers team, I'm like, oh, this sucks and blows at the same time. This is terrible. I do not enjoy this.
And I that's what I think makes it tough. It's like, if Drew goes out there and has a bad night, he had a bad night shooting last night, okay? If he goes out there and has a bad night, you're like, okay. But when Drew has a bad night and Shaden can't hit a three-pointer if his life depended on it, nobody can hit a three-pointer if their life depended.
Two had like three rim out, and you're just like, oh, God.
It's just, if you see one guy struggling, you can get past that. But when all of a sudden it becomes contagious, dude, bad basketball, and this is why people crap on us for our love of college basketball. Mm-hmm. Bad basketball is really brutal to watch. I can watch Rockies Marlins. I can watch Jacksonville Vegas in the NFL. You know, sometimes, because like you said, they're still professionals.
Yes.
They're still very, very good. But there's something about the design, the fundamental play of basketball, that when it's bad, it is very hard to watch.
It's a beautiful game. It's soccer is the same way.
Bad soccer is brutal
to watch because the pace, the movement, everything becomes disjointed. If somebody's pitching bad or quarterback's, you know, not on target, everybody else is still moving. Everybody else is still doing what they need to do. Like, the game looks okay.
Mm-hmm.
With basketball and soccer, because of the fluidity of the game, when it's bad, it looks really bad when it starts turning clunky. I must have used the word clunky 15 or 20 times in the postgame show last night because that's what that game was. It was clunky on both ends of the floor.
I was not lying when I texted you. I turned it off.
Oh, yeah. No,
I was enjoying Cardinals-Cowboys more last night.
And that's tough.
Well, Troy Aikman bailed me out on
there
that.
There you go.
He was just... chef kiss.
And I think the ultimate question out of this, and I think it's the most pertinent question, is the one Joe asked. Is this an aberration? Is this an aberration game? Or, because I was talking to a scout who was sitting next to me during the game, and we were texting back and forth after the game. He's like, do you think that they just played down to him? And I was like, there's probably an element of that. But I also think because the rotation's changed, because there's some inconsistencies. Like,
we could talk about Tiago and his lineup choices all day, too, if you want, because I wasn't a fan. Not going to tell you Tiago's not the guy. I don't mean that, but was not a fan a lot of the matchups out there.
This is stuff that you're trying to figure out, right? Because you don't – here, think about this real quick. You don't have Dame for the season. You don't have Blake, Tease or Scoot probably until Christmas.
Well, I know where you're going with that. Listen to the boys in the morning. Yeah. And they were talking about the same thing. It's depth.
But the problem is, they had depth. Now they don't in the backcourt.
At all.
I mean, again, you are probably missing these guys. I mean, Blake's probably going to have surgery on his foot.
That sucks.
It's with where it's at. It's,
that sucks.
It's one of those things where if you try to let it heal, it might. But if it doesn't, you know what you have to do then? Surgery. So you might as well just do the surgery and get it over with and go, you know. And here's the thing. You know, that's a 4 to 6 week recovery, but that's the recovery from the surgery. And it's starting to ramp up. He's not going to just come back, so he's got to ramp back up. Scoot's got to ramp up from the hamstring. Thankfully, Tease is a thumb, so he can still stay moving.
Mm-hmm. He can't shoot anyway.
Well, no, he's been shooting the crap out of
him. Just teasing. Don't get fired up.
No, I'm with you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Tease, you know, career-wise, before he got to Portland, couldn't shoot. Ever since he came back, he can't miss.
Yeah,
it's really weird.
Tease Thybulle has been a great, great addition. If you don't have him out there, you definitely miss it. And a lot of it goes back to kind of just our normal stuff. It's like, we don't know where the offense is going to come from. And if somebody, if Drew and Shaden and, you know, Denny was okay last night, but it's not an okay shooting night. It's an okay play creation night, but it's not a great okay shooting night. So if Drew's not shooting well, Shaden's not shooting well, Denny's not shooting well, Donovan is MIA, there's nobody that's going to pick you up, because Jeremy shot fine.
Yeah.
Jeremy was fine last
night. No, I thought Jeremy and Denny were both really good.
And Jeremy is probably going to be the most consistent player on the team next to maybe Drew Holiday. Maybe not offensively from Drew, but as a complete pair. Yeah, as a complete package. Jeremy might be your most consistent. You know what you're going to get defensively, what you're going to get offensively from night to night. And that's the problem of just how the team is built.
And it, from a
two guys can't have a bad shooting night, otherwise it's over.
And that's the thing is, and give JJ Redick and the Lakers credit, because they went to a zone, the same thing the Warriors did, but they did.
I will not give JJ Redick credit.
And you know what they did? They sagged off everything. They sagged off the weak side. They gapped everything and said, "We're not going to let you get to the middle of the floor. We're going to let you shoot threes until you prove you can hit them." And a couple teams have already started doing that. With now 7 games, when we get to 10 games and the film starts building on Portland, expect to see what the Lakers did become the norm.
And real quick on Tiago, and we'll get out of here because we're way up against it. I am excited to see how this team responds on Wednesday. What is it, tomorrow? Today's Tuesday? Respond tomorrow against the OKC. And I know we've talked at length. Well, I think I heard the show this morning talk about it, that, you know, back-to-backs, the next 4 opponents are all in back-to-backs for the Blazers. And I had that in my notes from last night, too. So that's kind of hard to really have a litmus test. But I thought Tiago was cool calling people out. And
that is a that
and
is
not
a,
just Caleb Love.
That is
just
a new coach thing.
Yeah, but also,
every new coach does this, and then they go, maybe I shouldn't use names.
But, yeah, take the names out of it.
Yeah.
But saying, like, there just wasn't enough defensive intensity.
Yep.
I like that. And yep. I want to see how they respond to Tiago in that way.
No, for sure. I'm 100% there with you. And again, I think the question you're asking is this game an aberration, or is this something that's going to rear its ugly head more frequently?
Tune in tomorrow night.
Mm.
Tune in tomorrow.
Yeah, because if you don't show up against Oklahoma City, it'll be a lot worse than that.
And they'll be on a back-to-back. I don't know if they'll sit guys. They probably won't because they're pretty young still.
Not like that. They're deep.
They're deep.
Yeah.
Well, they're champs for a reason.
Yep. It happens.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.